This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But right now, joining us is Jets beat writer and columnist for the New York Daily News, Mr. Antoine Staley, covering your New York Jets. Antoine, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm watching this game. They're putting up a little bit of a fight down there in Jacksonville, as I thought they would. They're 3-1. They're a little better this year, but I expect the Chiefs to win. What I don't ever expect is the Jets to win. I haven't picked them to win once this year. I don't know when that first win is going to come. I think they'll get it. But where I'm at with the Jets is just like, damn,
yeah.
How did we end up here? How do I feel like this franchise has regressed even more? How do I look at Aaron Glenn and say everything that I thought about what he was talking about, I don't believe anymore? And here's where I'll go back. I saw David Saleh, Rob Saleh's brother, came out and said, last year the Jets were 2-3, playing for first place in their division when Woody Johnson declared the best roster in franchise history needed a spark. Since then, the Jets' defense has gone from first to worst, donning a 3-14 record. So even the Saleh family is, having some fun at the Jets' expense. What's going on, man? Like, how is this so bad? And like, we thought that they were making some changes for the better, and it's just the same old Jets.
Well, I'll say this too. I'll preface it like this. I think that it was always going to be a transitional year. Anytime you get a new regime in there, you had a new general manager and Darren Mooji, also a new head coach in Aaron Glenn, and also a new quarterback in Justin Fields who replaced Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be a bit of a transition. So, but I don't think anybody expected it to look this poorly, at this point of the season. Yeah, I actually picked on probably to win 6 games this year. I thought they would probably start 0-5 just because they have a tough schedule. I mean, you play 3 playoff teams right off the bat from last year, and then, the Dolphins divisional game there, and also the Cowboys who, as you know, being a fan, like, they have a prolific offense, and I think Dak is playing at an MVP
level. I'm out on
the
Dallas Cowboys, Twan. I don't know if you got the memo. I'm no longer a Dallas Cowboys fan.
My bad.
Yeah, I grew up a Dallas fan, but I'm grown now.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But the fact of the matter is, I think the Jets had a tough schedule at the boot. But it's just the fact that they just had a, it's just they have not looked good in any of the games they've been in outside of the Pittsburgh game. Even the Tampa game, I feel like that, it took a miraculous comeback just for them to even get back into that game. So, yeah, it's definitely not a good start there, but you would hope that it was a better look for Aaron Glenn so far. But right now, it's going to be hard-pressed to figure out where that win comes from. Maybe it gets Carolina in a couple of weeks, but outside of that, this looks like a very poorly franchise right now.
Yeah, and I mean, for years they could hang their hat on this defense, right? It was always the Jets defense is playoff ready. The Jets defense is ready. Just got to get a quarterback for that offense. Then you add Aaron Glenn, who played defense for the Jets, who was a defensive coordinator. You expect this Jets defense to show up, but they give up 30 points a game, and anybody can have their way against them. What's going on? I know they have some injuries on defense. But, like, I don't know. I point to the secondary. I think that secondary gets fried. They get cooked. They can't tackle. They can't cover. And then that makes it a long day for all, you know, all from the linebackers to the guys up front. It's a long day for all of them.
Yeah, I don't think all three levels of the Jets defense are as good as what they were last year, like, for a variety of reasons. Like, you look at the front four, like, they can't generate a pass rush. I mean, they blitz. Like, if you look at next gen stats, I think the Jets are 10th in pressure rate, but, you know, as far as blitz rate, I should say, but as far as pressure rate, you know, consistently, they're like 27th or 28th in the league. So they're blitzing regularly, but they're not able to get to the quarterback. And a lot of that has to do with Quentin Williams is getting double teamed regularly. I think he's been their best player, but it's hard to showcase that when you're getting double and triple teamed there. And Will McDonald hasn't necessarily played well. Jermaine Johnson has been out, you know, again, not necessarily making excuses, but that's kind of what it is. And Damian Sherwood has not played well. And then you talked about the secondary. You know, I know they gave Sauce Gardner that contract extension. He hasn't necessarily played well. And then outside of him, Brandon Stevens has really struggled. So, yeah, I mean, it has been a tough sledding for them defensively. You thought returning 8 starters on a unit that finished in the top 5 the last 3 years, like, they would be able to hang their hat on that. But it's been one of the reasons why they're 0-5 right now.
Crazy to see the Dallas Cowboys without Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Tyler Booker, all guys that they use high draft picks on, Cooper Beebe. Like, they were without, they had a whole new offensive line.
Four.
Without four starters. How do you not wreak havoc on those guys?
Well, even then, like, you look at the Tampa game 2 weeks ago, it was a very similar situation. Tampa was out 3 starters, and the 2 starters that they did have, they were out of position. And they only sat Baker Mayfield 1 time.
Yeah.
Very similar situation with the Cowboys. Like, the only reason they got a sack on Dak was because he gave up. He was trying to have the clock move. Like, he didn't, you know, he wanted the clock to continue to run, like, in the fourth quarter. So that's the only reason they had a sack. They do not have a turnover whatsoever. They are the first team in NFL history through 5 games that have started 0-5 and have not registered a turnover in those 5 games. It's just abysmal football for a lot of different levels. Heck, you know, you look at the Jets fans, like, they showed up to MetLife Stadium yesterday. A lot of them left at halftime because, you know, they were getting beat 30-3. So, yeah, it's a lot of,
but
you know,
it was close. Like,
the first quarter
was 3-3. But then I guess at half, when it's 23-3, I guess you beat the traffic. But I was thinking that they could play with them because I saw Caleb Williams. I saw Russell Wilson. I saw Jordan Love carve up the Dallas secondary. And I'm thinking, all right, Garrett Wilson could get busy. Josh Reynolds, whomever is running routes. And it still wasn't that fruitful. Like, it wasn't that plentiful. It wasn't that – they didn't. You know, Justin Fields, a lot of people are going out there and putting his numbers out there that, like, he doesn't have any interceptions. But I'm like, when I
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Watch him play. When I watch this offense, it's not there for me.
Okay, like the quarterbacks that you mentioned that came back against the Cowboys, those are very good quarterbacks. It remains to be seen if Justin Fields is that way. And then, yeah, a lot of people putting out stats, and I think his stats are very hollow. A lot of those stats that he generated yesterday came in garbage time.
Right.
When they were already down. Like, they were getting their head beat in, and then still, like, he threw a lot of passes there. The Jets do not want Justin Fields throwing 40 passes a game. Like, this is not how they're constructed. Like, they want to have their offense run through the run game, very similar to what the Eagles are trying to do. But it is just, he's not good. Like, I don't think anybody has been particularly really good for the Jets this year, to be honest with you, outside of maybe Garrett Wilson and, you know, their offensive line until yesterday. But, you know, when you got Dak Prescott like that, when you have four starters out of their offensive line, you got to take advantage of that. And they just haven't been able to do that, you know, whether it be against Dak Prescott or Baker Mayfield or anybody since Aaron Rodgers week one. They had four sacks in week one. They've only had three since. So, again, like, it's been a lot of problems with that defense and, you know, just generating pass rushing, you know, getting, you know, trying to create havoc on the opposing quarterbacks.
Well, here we are with another London game. It was last year, right, when they went overseas, and then afterwards they fired Rob Saleh. So I know Woody does a lot over there, but you also got to face Sean Payton and the Broncos after they beat the Eagles. And just 2 years ago, there was some beef between Nathaniel Hackett, the Broncos, Payton. I forget what Rodgers had said, some back and forth.
Saleh.
So I expect Sean Payton and the Broncos to show no mercy on the Jets in the United Kingdom.
No, I don't either. I mean, you know, I think the Broncos have a really great, tremendous defense, and it's going to be hard for the Jets, I think, to move the football there, especially considering what they were able to do to the Eagles. And, you know, the Jets want to, they aspire to be what the Eagles currently are. Obviously, you know, winning the Super Bowl, but also just the way that their offense is constructed with Jalen Hurts and everything like that in the running game. Well, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough sledding for them. I think ultimately the only way to win this game against a team like a bully like the Broncos, you got to create turnovers. And, you know, Bo Nix there, maybe in the running game there too as well. But, you know, they haven't been able to prove that all year. So it remains to be seen if the Jets are going to be able to pull out another victory against a quality team that looks like they could contend for the AFC West title.
Yeah, we're on the phone right now with Antoine Staley from the New York Daily News covering the Jets. It sucks. Like, I have friends that are Jets fans, and like some of them are thinking about like I quit the Cowboys. I hung it up. So some of my friends that are Jets fans, they're like, bro, you think if you could get rid of that especially this week with the Cowboys playing the Jets, like, I can get rid of my Jets fandom. I'm like, nah, you were born into it. You inherited it. It was passed down. I'm like, it's easier for me to shake this Cowboys thing because nobody made me a Dallas fan. I was never like, I could easily shake them off. But I feel like Jets fans have already shifted to the trade deadline and the draft. Like, we are week into
NBA.
And also the Knicks. The Knicks got the whole city on them. Like, the Knicks got to carry the whole city. But, yeah, where are you at with that? I know the Jets regime can't be thinking about that, but we're already thinking about a month from now trade deadline. And if this thing really does go all the way south, who are they going to draft? And there are people even calling the fan today talking about Aaron Glenn being one and done. I really don't think that they're going to do that. I really don't think they're going to fire him.
I don't think so either. I think it would take maybe them going 0-17 for maybe that to be in consideration. But, you know, they gave him a 5-year contract, guaranteed contract. So and obviously he's one of their own. I think part of, you know, them hiring Aaron Glenn is because he cares about the Jets probably more than anybody else they interview for that job. He wants to turn this thing around just because, like, he's seen it from, you know, all the way down to the studs and to, you know, as great as it can be since Joe Namath, obviously, 1998 AFC Championship, barely loses to the Broncos and things of that nature, too. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's going to take some time. But, yeah, I'm also on that bandwagon where, like, I wrote an article before the Dolphins-Jets game where, you know, talking about the quarterbacks that are going to be available and what's my ranking. So, yeah, I think we're kind of already there. You know, I know the Jets players don't necessarily want to hear that. And, you know, I think going to London would be good for them. But the fact of the matter is, like, you know, Justin Fields, like, I don't think he's necessarily the problem, but I also don't think he's the solution either. And right now the Jets will be picking number one overall. So if you're going to be picking number one overall, You can get any quarterbacks you want to. And I think the Jets have to really consider, you know, taking the best available player and also the best available quarterback, which to me would be Dante Moore from Oregon. But, you know, we're far removed for that. We'll see how it goes down. But, yeah, they definitely have to draft the quarterback because we're talking about a franchise that has not had a franchise quarterback really, you know, since any – either one of us
since
has been
Mark
alive.
Sanchez. Since Mark Sanchez.
You know what? I'm not in touch of that. Yeah, I'm not touch of that at all.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm going to let you go. Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. Like, keep me easy.
That's Antoine Staley covering the Jets for the New York Daily News. He's a real one. Always fun having conversations with him. Yeah, when we come back, we'll unpack the Mark Sanchez story. And look around. I'm joking. Paulie just turned to me like, could we not? No, we don't have to. I spoke on it yesterday. Honestly, I just saw they have the footage of him like stumbling, bleeding. I'm like, what goes on? My little quip, my little joke around it was he butt fumbled the bag. Like, what are you doing, bro? You are out there on assignment. Fox flew you out there and put you in the hotel room. What are you doing? Literally, what drugs are you doing to end up in that type of situation? And now you'll never work for Fox again. And I don't even know what you can do. You can start up the Mark Sanchez podcast, but who's going to sponsor that? Like, this is a stain that is forever worse than the butt fumble. Butt fumbled the bag and your career. Hopefully you got enough money saved up. Mark Sanchez is like a year older than me. He's got to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.